Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And it came up yesterday in the hearings for Timothy Geithner, who wants to be Treasury Secretary. China needs to float its currency, and the Obama administration is going to put some pressure on China to do just that.
I do believe that it is a significant issue. As I said earlier, I believe it's important for the United States and for the global economy that our major trading partners operate with a flexible exchange rate system.
Exchange rate system that's flexible, that means floating it with the rest of the world's currencies. But China is already under pressure. The world's third biggest economy has recorded its lowest rate of growth for 7 years. The figure fell to 9% in 2008. And in the final quarter, growth fell sharply to less than 7%. Joining us from Shanghai is Chris Hogg, BBC correspondent there. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
First of all, the growth issue and this pressure from the Obama administration for China to float the yuan, it's unlikely that China would want to do that in this environment. True?
Absolutely true. I mean, there couldn't be a worse time, really, to ask the Chinese to do this. Look, in November and December, exports started to fall from China. So anything that would make it more expensive for Chinese goods, Chinese-made goods or Chinese-assembled goods to be sold overseas just isn't going to wash with the leadership here. Plus, as we've seen from these figures that have come out today here in China, they're in trouble. Their economy is in trouble. And so I think it's very unlikely that they would respond at all positively to any kind of pressure to loosen up their currency rules.
In fact, Chris, the leverage goes the other way. Explain how China must now actually use its own cash resources to invest in its economy rather than buy U.S. debt and what that does to U.S.-China relations.
Well, yes. I mean, for years, when times were good, if you like, when the 5 years where China had double-digit growth, the excess profits that it made, the trillions of dollars it invested buying American government bonds. Now, one important point about this is it means that these two countries are very closely interlinked. So China doesn't want to do anything that would cause more problems in the U.S. economy because obviously it has a massive stake in the U.S. economy. And at the same time, America can't put a lot of pressure on China because China holds all this government debt. If President Obama wants to put in a new stimulus package, if he wants to grow the deficit, then America's going to look to other countries to try to fund that, and China will be one of the countries that they'll be looking to.
So the U.S. The U.S. is more like Taiwan these days than it is like a superpower ordering China around. Finally, before we go, Chris, and I'm sorry to interrupt you there, what's the political instability issue that floats beneath the surface when Chinese growth and wealth begins to diminish?
Well, the way to think about the Chinese economy is it's a bit like a large elephant riding a bicycle. It needs to cycle as fast as possible to keep it upright. The faster it's going, the least likely it is to fall over. If it starts to slow, then it starts to wobble horribly. And if it falls over, there'll be a big crash, a big disaster, all sorts of things could go wrong.
That's the easiest way to think about it. There are no training wheels on that bicycle that the elephant is riding, correct?
There are absolutely no training wheels, and that's why you have this real concern from the top leaders up in Beijing, very worried about social stability, telling officials the two priorities has got to be finding a job for migrant workers and for graduates.
Keep the elephant on the bicycle. That's the advice from Chris Hogg, BBC correspondent in Shanghai, China, talking about growth declines in China. Thank you, Chris.